Hello?
Oh, hi, Dereje. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi, Tina. I'm doing well today. How are you doing?
I'm doing excellent. Thank you for asking. So I was
Absolutely.
just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, but I saw that it was a prior cancellation request as of June 6th. You had called in and you wanted to cancel.
Yes,
And
ma'am.
I think when they tried to call you back, they weren't able to get a hold of you. So how come you were thinking of canceling the account, if you don't mind my asking?
Yeah, so I've just been going through a lot. I got hit, my trailer got hit, so I'm just kind of
Oh
not able to
no, I'm
afford
sorry
anything
to
right
hear
now.
that.
Yeah. No, it's okay. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just trying to deal with that, trying to get a new trailer, trying to, get some money back and deal with insurance and everything. So, I'm just not able to
Oh,
afford
what a
it.
hassle.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm glad you're okay. That's the most
Thank you.
important part, you know? Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
So, I want to give you a couple of options, if I may, only because in the short time that you've been with us, there's five leads on the dashboard, and one of them looked pretty solid. It was from Sally Russo on 6052 Colbert Street. She was looking for someone to do the design and installation for her patio and a small outdoor area. Other than that, typically in the first page of Google, we quote 45 to 60 days because it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming to get you there. So I always tell people that, if you sign up and you cancel, before that second month, it's almost like you're taking that $199 that you paid and throwing it down the toilet because you're right at the cusp of having this explode and get your phone ringing and do some solid things for your business. Matter of
Right.
fact, this will fund the, problems that you're having with your trailer. But if you cancel now, all of that will unravel. So, one suggestion would be, since things are tight, I could try to get an override and put you into friends and family pricing of $149 monthly. If I get that approved, you would be grandfathered into that rate moving forward, but it would save you, not only $50 right now, but also $50 a month. Okay?
Right.
And if things are tight, you don't have to do that today. I mean, we could push it out, a week or so or whenever you think you'd have it. But that way you'd get some more bang for your buck out of what you've already paid. Okay.
Okay.
Second option would be, I don't know if you've seen the website that we built, but the second option would be to cancel the program and just keep the website. And that's just $49 a month for the hosting of the site. And I always look at that option kind of like a last resort because, of course, it's 2025 and every valid business needs a website. But at the same token, a website in and of itself can't be expected to bring you clients, right? So the value to what
Right.
we do is in the optimization and the first page placement. But, if you wanted to, just so that you keep the site open in the meantime, you could go for that $49 option.
Okay. Well, those all do sound great, but right now I just have so much on my plate right now, and I just really don't wanna, at least for right now, I don't want to move forward with anything or do anything or put any other money towards it just because I have so much on my plate and I have a lot to pay for and I'm already, paying Angie's List and all this and that. So, I mean, I'm just kind of sticking with them right now since, they have been helping me out a lot. But yeah, for right now, I just can't afford it right now. And, hopefully if I get all the insurance and everything back, my trailer and everything is all situated. I'll give y'all a call back because y'all have been a great help as well, and y'all have been doing y'all's part. And yeah,
Oh, that's good. I'm happy to hear it. Yeah, I'm happy to
absolutely.
hear
Y'all
it.
run a great business over there for sure.
So if that's the case, I'll cancel it now, but I also want to let you know because we deal with a lot of the Angie's lead clients, sometimes they'll put their leads on pause or, you know, just for a couple of weeks just so they could allocate some money to continue with this. And then what they find is that the revenue that they get by being on the first page of Google blows the revenue out of the water from anything they can get off Angie leads. And pretty soon they're saving a ton of money on their lead fees. They don't even have to buy leads anymore, because why would you when people are calling you directly, you know? I just texted you the link to your website, and because we have your business name, GaspardGrassAndGardens.com, I highly urge that you at least keep the website, because I had someone call me a few months ago, and he said, you know, Tina, can you help me open up the lead that's on my site? I can't read it, you know? So I opened it for him, and it said, we want to hire you for the $8,000 bid you gave us last week. He was a contractor. And he said, that's the weirdest thing, because I remember going on that bid, and it didn't come to me through Google. It came to me through Angie's. And I told him, well, guess what they did after he went and bid on that job? They did a little bit of due diligence on him. And when they saw that he had a valid website and nice things being posted about him, it solidified him in getting that job. You know what I mean? So if it helps at all, I can see if they would allow me to do the corporate pricing for the hosting, which is just $29 a month. And the reason I suggest that is, you know, typically you have to be like a Subway sandwich or an Anytime Fitness to get that rate. You have to have over 100 locations with us. But I could try to get it overridden, and that way, you know, you're just paying $29. And keep in mind, you're still on a month-to-month subscription. So if you keep the site open and then somewhere down the road you figure that you don't need it, no problem. You could always call and cancel it. But again, you know, being that it's this day and age, every business needs a website as bare minimum.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm driving right now. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to take a look at the
Yeah, there's an orange banner at the top right now that says the information here is no longer being updated. That's just a friendly reminder that your payment's not going through. So once the payment goes through, that will come off within one business day.
Okay.
Do you remember that lady, Sally Russo, that filled out the lead form on the site?
No, ma'am. I haven't gotten.
Yeah, it's,
to be honest, the only things that I've gotten one from Utah. That was the only one that I really saw that I got.
I saw that one, and to me, it looks suspicious, and here's why. It said, I bought a new house in Utah. I'm looking for an install, but he didn't put his email on there, or he didn't put his address. So to me, that's always a little bit fishy. But the one that came before that, Sally Russo, I'll text it to you so you could see it. She put her address, her phone number, her email. So she put like a lot of legitimate information in there in order for you to contact her. So that's why, to me, I think that one looked like it was, you know, probably, you know, a legitimate client, as opposed to the other guy that just, you know, wrote something in there about moving to Utah, but he didn't give any details of, you know, how you could contact him. So I just texted you that lead from Sally Russo. She's might have already gotten someone to help her because it came in back on May 19th. But just in case, you might want to follow up. It could be that she didn't, and then you have an opportunity, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And then just so you know, where that came from is on your website, if you scroll all the way to the bottom. Actually, no, it's not there. You have to go to the tab that says Contact. And it's blocked out right now because the account's in suspension. But
right.
Typically when they click on contact, there's a little lead form where they can put in their name, their email, their phone number, and what it is that they need. So that's really beneficial for you when you're working with Angie's because, you know, should people try to get back to you, they could always fill that out, you know, and you would be getting the leads. They come in your email and they also come as a text message. But since you missed that one, I would tell you, you know, maybe go to the app store and download the Local Splash app on your phone. And that way, as soon as you miss a call or a lead, you can follow up on it right away.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think the website is a good idea. So, I'll stick with the website.
Yeah, I'm so glad. And I'm getting an override right now for that $29 pricing just to help you out because I know that things are tough. So for that $29, it looks like the card that we have on file is no good. Is there a different card that you'd like to use?
Let me see. Because I think last time I was trying to give him my card, it wasn't going through for some reason.
We have the MasterCard ending in 1750, just so you know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have another card we could try real quick.
Okay, let's try it. Is it still 818 Tyler Avenue for the billing address on the other card?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay, so then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
5211.
Okay.
0500.
Got it.
1934.
Okay.
1956.
1956. And expiration?
0828.
And then the code?
930.
930. Okay. So let me get your authorization and then you will be good to, and then, okay, good. I got the green light. So the payment went through. That orange banner will be removed. We say one business day, but because we're on the West Coast, it's only 10:46 in the morning here. I'm confident they'll get it off today. And then lastly, do you have your login for your dashboard? If you download the app, you would need your username, which is your 10-digit phone number, but with no spaces or dashes. And then the password is Web Leads. I'll email that to you again just so that you have it. And the password is all lowercase, all one word. So what you would do is after you download the Local Splash app, you would just log in with your phone number and that temporary password, and then you can look at the lead section, and every time you miss a call or if someone fills out that form, you can kind of, you know, see that it's on there and you can get back with them. That's how I saw that there were leads on there. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep.
So let
Wonderful.
Me just make, find that email. Okay, here's the okay, so I just sent that to you. So you should be all set. If you have any questions on, you know, how to get into the app or anything, or you hit a glitch, you can call us. But if not, you're all good to go, okay?
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good rest of your week, too.
You too.
Bye. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.